We come to Bullock. Bullock is a very interesting individual. I don't think he was so posh. Chazal tell us that his grandson's granddaughter was no other than Rus HaMoaviyah. And the schus of all those korbanos that were brought, Zocha to Rus HaMoaviyah. Who was his grandson? Eglon Melech Moav. Eglon Melech Moav was the person that when the shofar came to him, he heard the Shem Hashem, he jumped up. When you hear the Shem Yudke Vavke, you just don't sit down. You have to give cover to the Shem Yudke Vavke. Eglon Melech Moav. On the other hand, he was killed. Human beings, Bullock, very complex human being. Bilam, a very complex human being. Human beings are very complex. Someone told me a beautiful word. It's very true. Morant's Mishnah in Sanhedrin says every human being is an olam mole. His entire world in and to himself. Says, you take a look at planet Earth. Is it day and night? Is it winter and summer? It depends. It's half day, half of planet Earth is day, half planet Earth is night. Half is winter, half is summer, all b'vasachas. Human beings are very similar. They're night, they're day, they're winter, they're summer, all b'vasachas. We're very complex individuals. Who is Bilam? Bilam, on the one hand, Pasuk in Zos HaBrocha says, when it extols Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'kom b'Yisrael k'moshod." There's no one else. "V'kom navi od b'Yisrael k'moshod." So that's a very strange pasuk. Sure, it said "V'kom navi od k'moshod." There's no navi like Moshe. "Avu umas holom kom." Bilam, Hashem Yedoah, Hashem Ponim upon him. What are Chazal trying to tell us? There are two different individuals. One is Moshe Rabbeinu, and one was Bilam Arasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed Moshe Rabbeinu with incredible gifts. And he put him through tremendous nisyonos. All of those gifts, he was growing up in Paro's household as the adopted son of Paro's daughter. But nothing fazed him. Nothing there. He knew he was a Jew. And he went out by Yarbis Ivlosom because he identified with Klal Yisrael. Have all those kochos, growing up in a royal palace, the richest, most advanced society in the ancient world, nothing attracts you. And then, with all those incredible kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with, he built himself and built himself till he became Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for many reasons, blessed another human being at the exact same time with all the same kohos and nefesh, even more. Who is that? Bilam Arasha. And that is why he was able. So he was a person. Tremendous kirchas and nefesh, understood where the emes lie. And when they came to him to curse Klal Yisrael, Vayomar Aleihem, and he told him, Lina Pa'alayla, Harshot Seschem Dovah Kasher Yedaber Hashem Eloi. Vayovo Elokim El Bolom, Bilom. Vayomar. Says Hashem Elokim. Then Vayomar Bilom El Elokim. He says, "Vayomer Elokim al Bilam lo say lechimohem. Don't go with him. Lo sar es ha'om ki varuchu. Don't go. Then Balak sent sarim rabim minichpodem el mochoshev group." And he said, what does he say? Chabed achabed, I'll give you tremendous covet. I am Bilam Vayomer Avdei Bolok. Immediately Bolok will obey the cats of his soul. Wait, he didn't offer him money. He says, even if you'll give me all the money in the world, give me all the money in the world, shows covet, I don't care about covet. What do I want? Money. He's a businessman. Lo uchalav respi Hashem elokoi. I cannot violate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. K'tano g'dol. V'yatishvuno v'zeh gamatem alayla. I'll see my Yosef dabar Hashem Eloi. But Yudkei Vavkei Elokim. The whole thing. It's another five Musa Shmus. But okay. Im likro l'chobo anoshim. What does that mean? Im hakriya shalcho. If you think you can make money in the deal, go make money in the deal. He didn't tell them at that point what Hashem said. Previously, he said, Kashi Yedaber Hashem Elai. And he says, now he goes. So Chazal, what was Bilam thinking? He's out to make a fortune. And all of a sudden, the donkeys, who is this donkey? Vayicharaf Elokim ki holech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very angry at him. We'll see why. And a Malach Hashem, the back and forth Elokim and Hashem, stands the son-in-law. And the Malach is standing there with a sword. Vateda Osam in Aderech. And the Osam goes off into the side. And Vayachaso, and he hits the Osam. And an amazing thing happens. Vayiftach Hashem is Pi Osam. The Osam begins to talk. Unbelievableness, the Pi Osam. Chazal tell us it was an unbelievableness. It's an unbelievableness. And Rishonim were very bothered. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a crazy unbelievableness, not in public, between them? Bilam and the Sar, who stood there? Bilam and the Sari Moab. So the Sari Moab were there. They have this great prize they're bringing back. And all of a sudden, unbelievableness has, the Osam begins to talk. Why did you hit me? Bilam Lawson, he says. Bilam. What do you, this? Vagala Shemesene Bilam. And Tanish Baruch Hu opened Bilam's eyes and he saw the Malach. Malach Hashem. Why did you hit the Osin? He says. Chotosi. I didn't know you were there. My Malach Hashem Obilam. Oichem on Oshem. Go with them, but you'll say what I told you. Now, we've gone down. He says, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not dealing with you anymore. The Malach will deal with you. Now, Bilam is very proud. Vayotzem Hashem Dovah b'fi Bilam. And that's not Elohim, it's not the Malach, it's Hashem. Put words in the mouth of Bilam. He's not talking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking through Bilam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Shuv el polot v'chol tzedakah. And he tells him this. What echo of Lokabo Kale, I cannot curse what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want cursed. As the Lord Zoham Hashem, Kimero Shtsume Renu. Have to understand who these people are. They're the children of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Migvos, who's that? Sora, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And because of that, they are a separate, unique nation. And don't treat them as just any other nation. And then what did Bilam say about himself? Odeya das Elyon. Chazal said, what do you mean he's Odeya das Elyon? He's Odeya das Elyon. Das Chamor he couldn't do. So it says Bilam had one aspect that he had. There's a certain exact moment in the day when a klala he knows can be effective. And he planned on manipulating everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to give a klala exactly at that point. Now, who is Bilam? So Medrash says, here's a man, he's being offered Melo Beso Kesev Azoha, and why he's riding on a chamor? He's riding on a horse. Horse is more choshev, goes faster. And he's riding on a donkey, going along. He had a very special, because he needed this donkey, Chazal tell us. Because not only he was in Noef, he was totally controlled by Snus, but not only was Choshed on Mishkav Noshim, Mishkav Anoshim, also Mishkav Behema, and his favorite Mishkav Behema was with his chamor. And he can't go on such a trip without his chamor with him because his whole life is controlled by Znos. So we have a man, interesting human being. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him all the gifts that he gave to Moshe Rabbeinu plus. He's a human being. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eved Hashem, the one who and there's another human being because he couldn't control himself. And his life was dominated by his nose. He had one fraction of a second during the day that he had figured out is good for Klola. And that's where he used that koach. And he was planning on somehow manipulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu to zoom in that fraction of a second and curse Klal Yisrael, and then he's going to make his fortune. You have a human being, unbelievable kochos nefesh, and aware of where the truth lies, but he can't control himself. Can't control himself. And the idea that unbelievable money is being offered to him And he figures he's going to manipulate it. He knows that if he's not going to do anything against Klal Yisrael, he's not going to get a penny. Then he knows. So what was his cheshbon? He's not a stupid person. But blinded by the potential of the money, this unbelievable Baal Taiva does what? I'm going to figure somehow to sneak by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then I'll collect the money. And what does he say? Most nafshi, most yisharim, v'siach v'yisro kamo. In my life, I can't be like Klal Yisrael. But when I die, I want all of that. And the answer is no, no, no. It doesn't happen that way. It doesn't happen that way. V'siach v'yisro kamo. You know the future of Klal Yisrael. He says, Dorach kochav v'yakov. Come shave me, Israel. Yes. In this world, temporarily, Edom rules, Moab rules, this one rules, that one rules. In Echonami. But in the end of history, who's going to rule? Klal Yisrael. Dorach Kochav Miyakov, says Unklus. Erenu Veloata. It's not now. Shonu v'lo korof. Kad yokum malku me'yakov v'yis rabba m'shichu me'yisrael v'yiktol rafir v'yimu'ova v'yishto b'chol b'nei anosha. The ultimate one who's going to rule the world is Klal Yisrael. All the other nations are there for the short term. We're there for the long term. Every nation goes up and goes down. Every nation has its rise, has its fall. There was a time Greece ruled the world. And then Greece is a country. Rome, Italy ruled the world. It's a country. Britain ruled the world. It's a country. Persia ruled the world. They're trying to get back there. They still dream they'll get back to 127 provinces. Every nation goes back. And but in the end, Klal Yisrael will run the world. Because Klal Yisrael, in each individual Jew's life, is in it for the long term. There's one difference between the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara says today, Yetzer Tov says tomorrow. It's the whole difference. So here's Balaam. He's going to manipulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone thinks they can manipulate everything. They manipulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he himself knows he's about taiva of uncontrollable taiva. Whether it's money, whether it's nus, that's his life. And he's taken all of those kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, and he's manipulated himself into a very prominent position, knowing that little one fraction of a second during the day when a klola will work. And he's looking for that aveira of Klal Yisrael to zoom in on. Yah mishum seham. But then he's looking at Klal Yisrael as to say, Matovu alech Yaakov. That's the Tznuim, the Nishma Me'arayas. My uncontrol, he looks at this difference between himself and Klal Yisrael. What's Matovu alech Yaakov, Mishkan Asech Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is a Tznius. We're not dominated by Arayas. And then there's another pasuk. Kin cholem no toyu kaganos aleinocha, no tashem karozim aleimoyim. So what does it mean? So the Gemara in Bracha says, why do you compare necholim to aholim? A nachal is metaher. It's a nachal is water like a flowing stream that comes from an underground spring. It's matar habamasha. So the Gemara says, oh, you know what? Just like a nachal is matayer, it's a din of a mayan, so too ohalei Torah are matayer. By immersing yourself in Torah, become tohor. Rambam at the end of Hilchos Makos. Why is that next to Matov Olach Yaakov? And why is this? Because that's exactly what Bilam says. I myself, my mind is preoccupied by Arias. And that's why I didn't reach Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm a Baltai. Moshe Rabbeinu controlled himself, became Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael atznu him. But how do they do that? They're human beings like every other human being. You know how? By immersing themselves in Torah. It's a Mishnah in Ksubis. That a person who's not immersed in Torah, what is it? He's immersed in Arias. Listen to that. It's one or the other. And then Balak tells Bilam, okay. You're not going to get a penny. I said, I'll give you COVID. Now, Bilam's not running back somehow just like that. He wants his money. Well, Taiva doesn't give up on his Taiva just because he's frustrated by HaKadosh Baruch. So he tells Balak, I'll tell you, I have a plan. Elkeim Shaleilu Soni Zima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Arias. Sone Zima. It's not just an Isser in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Sone Zima. So if all my klalos won't help as long as they're immersed in Torah and they atznuim him. But there's one way to get them. Be machshel and be Arias. Whole story of the Benos Moav, the Benos Midyan. And story of Zimri. Then there's a war. As Bill, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell Klal Yisrael? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Suras ha-Midyonim ve-Yikisim also. Destroy Midyon. Kitzorim heim lochem. Habolo ha-Gecho ha-Shkem lo-Horgo. Wait a second. Did Midyon make a war against Yisrael? No. Moab make a war against Yisrael? No. They were marshal and Arias. Habolo ha-Gecho. Through being marshal and Arias, you go and kill them and destroy them. They're a danger. They're a rodef. There's a physical rodef and there's a spiritual rodef. And the Rambam learns out from this, Perish Rishnayas and Chulin, that a person, let's say a missionary, is mutter to kill them. A spiritual rodef, just as dangerous as a physical rodef. And the end is Bilam ben Beor Hogu Bechorev. So Rashi says, wait a second, what's Bilam doing there? You know what Bilam is doing there? He went to collect, he figured he succeeded. All these people in Klal Yisrael were killed, 24,000. I showed you how to win. I gave you the battle plan, and you began to win. Okay, there's this one crazy kanoi there, Pinchas. He stopped it. But now I showed you the battle plan. I want to collect my money. Horgu b'chorov. Went to collect his money, and he was killed by Moshe. The story of Bilam is unfortunately the story of a large percentage of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave every Jew unbelievable kochas and nefesh. Go through the Midrashim. So the Midrash says, someone saw a gigantic tree. There's a stupid person went, I'll chop this twig off, take off this leaf, I'll do this. And someone says, no, I got to get at the bottom, uproot it. And they realized, where do we get our kochas and nefesh from? Where do we get our kochas and nefesh from? Because that's a special, unique fact of the office. We're stealing Arayom HaZeh, drawing our unbelievable kochos hanefesh from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Not who a Jew is. That's what Bilam says. There's nothing I can do. Their kochos hanefesh come from the most powerful kochos hanefesh possible, every Jew. And because it comes from these people, they know one fundamental idea. Fundamental idea they know is tznius. That's what prevents them from becoming what I became. He's looking at Klal Yisrael, he's looking at himself. Looking at Moshe Rabbeinu, looking at himself. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu become Moshe Rabbeinu? Pel, pad, dababo. Why did Klal Yisrael become Klal Yisrael? Because their roots are so deep. Their spiritual kochos hanefesh are so great. And they understand that the Yisod is tznius. Matovu alecha Yaakov, Yerushkin osecha Yisrael. And where did they get those kochos hanefesh from? After all, you look at the world today, it's one metzius hasnus. That's what rules the world today, is redifus hasnus beyond description. And redifus hasnus in the normal ways, in the abnormal ways, the super abnormal ways, the more abnormal, the more mitzvah it becomes. What gives Klal Yisrael the kochos hanefesh to do that? You know what? Torah. By immersing themselves in Torah, they purify the neshama and it gives them that kochos. And there's only one way to attack Klal Yisrael. Only one way to destroy Klal Yisrael. You know what that is? By undermining that unique thing and making them like me, he said. Arias. That's it. And how do you get them, Arias? First, you begin, just imagine, all the clothes in the world don't work. And you had 24,000 pretty girls, that's enough to destroy Klal Yisrael. 24,000 pretty girls. And what had happened after that? But Klal Yisrael had been in the Midbar. They've been learning Torah. So first of all, you get them out of the Torah with the pretty girls. And then get them to worship Avodah Zarah. You have to take their Ruach Ne'yesh. Now, just stop and imagine. These people have been learning Torah for 40 years. And what are they doing? They're worshiping the most disgusting, obnoxious Avodah Zarah you can. That glorifies every animal aspect of the human being. That was Pa'or. Glorify every animal aspect of the human being and raise it to a high madrega. Why would Klal Yisrael do that? Because lo avdu Yisrael avodah zarah ela lahat lehem gilui arayos b'fayhes. They had to have some justification and some theoretical basis why they're running after these 24,000 pretty girls. And then comes along Pinchas and shocks them into stopping. What is Bilam saying? If you become like me, uncontrollable taiva, your whole maimed falls apart. And that's the battle plan. And for that battle plan, he went to collect money. And just at that point, when the war happened, exactly when he was there collecting his money, he got killed. That's the Mida Keneged Mida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in an unbelievable world today. We live in a very crazy world. And in this crazy world that we live in, Klal Yisrael is caught in an unbelievable battle. Who are we? Were Moshe Rabbeinu or Bilam ben Bor? And in the middle of his whole drasha there, along comes Bilam himself. He says, and do you know why we Klal Yisrael get the Kayach, the Imam Sheikh, that Kedusha, that the Hara, that the Yonek, and they from Avram, Yisuf, Yaakov. Kin cholim da toyu ka aholim, the Gemara says, by being osik in Torah. The Gemara says, and the Ram says, you either osik in Torah, your mind goes to Tisnos. It's a Mishnah Ksubis. It's a Mishnah Ksubis. And in our door, where the entire world is consumed with znus, it's unbelievable. And more than that, we're in the door, as the door before talked many times, door amabel, unbelievable pursuit of znus. And then Kimol Oretz Chomos. So now, all of a sudden, the United States, crime has become mutter. Police are also. In all sorts of rules, in the major cities, you can't really prosecute someone for shoplifting. Small, they're shoplifting, maybe they need it, they're this. They're all sorts of shtus for heaven. Anyone who falls in news with any sees you move from unlimited snus, unlimited freedom, to gneva, society falls apart. And in the midst of all of this, the unlimited pursuit of taiva and glorification of the criminal element, so we have to remember who we are. You know who we are? Ki merosh tzura merenu mikvah seshelenu. Enochanami, the special bracha to Klal Yisrael. But along comes Bilam and says, Enochanami, I can't destroy Klal Yisrael. Because they come with the strength and the power of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But when did they come with the strength and the power of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? You know when? Matovu olecha Yaakov, mishkenasecha Yisrael. And they come with sneers. And how did they get there? In cholan notoyim, by being osik in Torah. And but there's a battle plan against them. And what the battle plan against them is? 24,000 pretty girls. Get them out of Torah, get them out of Avodah Zarah, and then they're no longer drawing on Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. If there's any door I'm aware of in history, in the past hundreds of years, that this message speaks loudly to, it's to our door. And don't think it's only for the people out there. No. To our own Tzibur as well. We have two paths. The path of Moshe Rabbeinu, path of Bilam. That's why the Mishnah says, Ma ben Talmidei Avram to the Talmidim of Bilam Arash. The two paths. We can take the path of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, Dovid, Shlomo. We take the path of Bilam Arash. Unfortunately, a lot of people like the path of Bilam Arash. Oh, yeah, I connect, one few seconds a day to HaKadosh Baruch. No. That's not it. He says, Tamos Navshi Mos Yishorim. I can't live like Klal Yisrael. I want to die like Klal Yisrael and have the Olam Haba of Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing. You don't live like Klal Yisrael, you don't die like Klal Yisrael and have the Olam Haba of Klal Yisrael. We're in it for the long haul. They're in it for the short haul. Mir Tzashem, these lessons and countless things I try to emphasize here in Yeshiva is to make sure that we don't get pulled into a totally corrupt world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu shook up the world, wants us to separate from the world. If you look through all my Maariv Chazal, there's no time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes up the world as when the world is just consumed totally with znos. That's why all the extremes we can go to separate ourselves from that is only mechazik who we are. We have a choice. Which world we're going to be part of? There's no in-betweens. Bilam tried to be an in-between. Doesn't work. You're either Talmidei Avraham Avinu, you're Talmidei Bilam or Rosh Hashanah.